Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our new friend, Emilio Iodice, is here. Emilio, folks, is a professor at Loyola University in Chicago, but he spent most of his life in service to this country as a member of the Foreign Service. He's a decorated Foreign Service officer, including medals for heroism, and many others. I'll have to have him back, and we'll just focus on his credentials because they're amazing. He's the author of a number of books, including the new one, Future Shock 2.0, which is a novel fact-based novel, and it's about the shape of things to come. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do that very thing, how we can shape things to come. Emilio Iodice, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Good to have you on the show. Congratulations on your service. Also, corporate America. You've got quite a experience in corporate America as well. And I also want to thank you for your service to our country, which I know is significant. I don't want to ask you too many questions because I don't want you to have to kill me. But, Emilio, one of the things that I know that you and I are going to agree on, if we don't agree on some other things as we go through our visit, is that Americans have got to start getting more seriously involved in who we send to Washington, who we send to our state houses. We've got to find better leaders. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. We've been following for years what I call a top-down approach, where we expect our leaders to be qualified. We expect them to have the right ethics, the right level of integrity, the right kind of passion and patriotism for the country. I think it should be the other way around. It should be a bottom-up approach where we, as people, as individuals, take control of the process and also raise the bar and tell them what we expect them to have in terms of qualities. And that's what I focus upon in my new book, Future Shock 2.0, because we're talking about the big issues that are facing us, gigantic issues. These are all issues that all of humanity is
facing. Existential issues these days.
Absolutely. Existential issues. Issues that affect us as human beings. And the book goes way beyond science. We use science as fact-based. But what about the human drama? What about each and every one of us? And how does leadership affect us? It's vital. It's just as vital as anything else that we do. We have to have the right leaders. And if we don't get control of the political process will control
us. So that's a lot. That's a big part of it. And you know, as you were talking there, Emilio, I couldn't help but think of what, and I'm going to paraphrase him probably badly, but maybe essentially, de Tocqueville said, I think it was de Tocqueville who said, we get the government we deserve.
Absolutely.
And what he meant was, you know, folks, if you don't like your leaders, if you don't like, you know, maybe America should hold up a collective mirror in front of themselves and look at yourselves, because but here's the thing, Emilio, I do think that there's something that's going on these days that is bigger than that, meaning that there are a lot of people out there in America who are involved in the process, who are taking it seriously, who are trying to be good civil citizens, but they're the framework, the organization, the process of electing, for example, a president is not even, it's out of the individual American's hands. It's being manipulated by so many other forces. What do you think about that?
Well, that's why I say in the book, we need a reformer. We need someone who's going to come in and reform the system. because we've been talking about this now for decades, about how the system of campaign financing, how we elect our officials, is broken. But now we have to do something about it because it's serious. This will affect our democracy.
But if the next person gets elected will be part of that system, part of that process, how do they then turn around and go against that system?
We've seen this before. We've seen where we've had elected officials who've been elected under the old system who had the courage to change it. And take Theodore Roosevelt, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
He was vice president under McKinley. No one expected him to ever become president.
Right.
And when he did, he really changed everything.
Because of McKinley's, because of McKinley's assassination.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yes, it was a fatal and a terrible tragedy. But at the same time, Theodore Roosevelt, who came from the old system, was able to change everything. So we need a reformer who brings in a government. Because, you know, Jim, we often think, well, there's the president. But the president brings in about 5,000 political appointees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People. A lot of people don't realize that the bureaus, the agencies, are run by the political appointees. They're staffed by the career people, but they're run by, they're led by the CEOs of these agencies are political appointees that may or may not be qualified to do the job.
Absolutely.
By the president, by the president's party, the president and the party bring these people in. I've seen it in many agencies.
And they get the job because of the spoil system.
That's exactly right.
Still in effect, and it's still in effect, what, since the time of Andrew Jackson?
Even as we speak, exactly.
So we know we need to change this. We know we need to put people in those critical jobs that don't want the job, but are mm-hmm. the best people for the job. So we've got to find...
Is that a system that should be changed?
Yes, I think
the spoil system, should that be changed?
I think it should.
Where there's more consistency in the agencies?
Absolutely. I think somebody should be appointed to a role, first and foremost, based on their qualifications. They should
right.
be among the most qualified
right.
people in it. Then if they're a political appointee, fine. But qualifications matter, especially
right.
nowadays when we make critical decisions. You can't have someone who's the head of a...
Well, for example, President Obama put, or is it Carol Brown? I've forgotten her. Brown, I think is her last name, in charge of the EPA. And then the two of them decided that carbon dioxide was going to become a dangerous gas, and they just declared it so on their own.
Qualifications matter.
Yeah,
understanding the issues
Emilio,
matter.
Emilio, hold on to that thought. We got more to talk with Emilio about. We'll do that after these messages. The book is called Future Shock 2.0: The Dragon Brief 2020.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.